So good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning service this morning on the third Sunday of Advent, which is Gaudete or Gaudet, which means rejoice. And so we're going to be talking about rejoicing today. To start off with, I've just got a little notice. The services next week, there is a 9 o'clock physical service at All Saints Mattershall. There's a 10:30 physical service at Yaxham. There's a 10 o'clock Zoom service. And then we have a contemporary carol service on Zoom at 6 p.m. You should be getting an email about the Christmas services very shortly. There are several services where we are asking people to please book in. Those are the physical services, because as you realise, with the restrictions, we can only have a certain number of people or social bubbles. And in the past, obviously, a lot of people just, you know, turn up at Christmas. So if when you get that email, if you want to go to one of our physical services, please could you contact the person that you're asked to contact to book in. Before we begin our service, I'd like to pass over to Susan, who would like to give us some news.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Susan.
Yes, I'd just like to tell everybody that Tom had an ECG during the week and he's been given a full clean bill of health. And I'd just like to thank everybody for all their support and prayers over the summer. So thank you all very much. So he is now safe and well. Thank you.
That's lovely to hear. Shall we just pray about that? Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you that Tom has been given a clean bill of health. And we rejoice with Tom and Susan, Matthew and Sunday, Jenny Marie and Neil and all the family. And we just thank you for answered prayer. Amen. Right. Can we have first slide then, please, Leroy? And we're going to begin our service by singing, "We Have a Gospel to Proclaim." And now we're going to light the Advent candles. Third Sunday of Advent. Lord Jesus, light of the world, John told his people to prepare, for you were very near. As Christmas grows closer day by day, help us to be ready to welcome you now.
Amen.
I don't know if you can all see the candles. Can we have the next slide, please, Leroy? Heavenly Father, you have created a universe of light. Oh, beg your pardon. Go back. And we now have our confession. Just think about those times when we have displeased God. 1 Corinthians 4:5 says, when the Lord comes, he will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of his heart. Therefore, in the light of Christ, let us confess our sins. Heavenly Father, you have created a universe of light. Forgive us when we return to darkness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world. Cleanse and heal our blinded sight. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Holy Spirit, you give us light in our hearts. Renew us in faith and love. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
The prayer for the third Sunday of Advent. O Lord Jesus Christ, who at your first coming sent your messenger to prepare your way before you, grant that the ministers and stewards of your mysteries may likewise so prepare and make ready your way. By turning the hearts of the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, that at your second coming to judge the world, we may be found an acceptable people in your sight. For you are alive and reign with the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit. One God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
And we join together and we sing On Jordan's Banks. And now Janet's going to bring us our reading today.
The reading is from John chapter 1, commencing at verse 6. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. Now this was John's testimony. When the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was, he did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Christ." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the desert, make straight the way for the Lord." Now some Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." This all happened at Bethany, on the other side of Jordan, where John was baptizing. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And now Andrea is going to bring us our word today.
Welcome to another exciting episode of I Am a Servant of God, Get Me Out of Here. This morning we're going to be meeting a man called John. Some are calling him John the Baptist because he keeps encouraging us all to turn back to God, and like he wants us all to be baptized. Why, aye man, here's a bit of gossip for you. John comes from a priestly background. No way. Yes way. He decided to separate himself from all the luxury and status that goes with the lifestyle and instead to live in the wilderness. Later on, we're going to be seeing John take part in his first bush tucker trial. I wonder how he'll get on having to wear that scratchy camel hair coat while eating locusts and honey. And then if that wasn't as exciting enough, he's going to be introducing us to some new contestant by the name of Jesus. We don't know much about him yet, but some say he is the master. Some are calling him Messiah, and John will be humbling himself, even suggesting that he is not worthy to untie his sandals like. Most canny disciples wouldn't even consider going near their master's feet. What is John thinking? All of that coming up on I'm a Servant of God, Get Me Out of Here. We'll be right back. bit of a fun introduction there to John the Baptist. On Advent Sunday, you will remember that Mel and I showed you a 2-minute video of an introducing Advent. And one of the things that was said in that video was that the third Sunday of Advent, as Mel has already mentioned, is Gaudet Sunday. And the word that simply means rejoice. The New Testament reading that is allocated for today is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And verse 16 says this: be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. That can be quite a big ask. How do we do that with our whole heart at all times? Well, I think we start by being ourselves, being the people that God has called us to be, and not trying to be like someone else. We live in a world, don't we, where advertising encourages us to look and feel a certain way. The advertising says, buy this clothing brand and you'll be slim forever. Or buy this face cream and you'll never have wrinkles ever again. Buy this aftershave and you will be completely irresistible to anyone passing within a 2-meter distance. What a load of twaddle. We are God's creations and can only honour God when we are truly ourselves. We should not desire to be like someone we are not. I think John the Baptist got it right. I think he knew that right from the beginning. In our gospel reading today, we meet John, a man who is not frightened to be himself. Artists over the years have portrayed him looking unkempt and wild looking. He chose to walk away from a priestly family and instead to live in the desert, to eat only food that he could gather from the environment around him. But it was from this place of security in his own being that he and in his own calling from God that he called others to make straight the way for the Lord. In John, we don't see any pretense. We don't see a desire to be like other people, just a willingness to serve God. To serve God where he was to point away from himself to the imminent arrival of the one he describes as the one whose sandals he is unworthy to untie. It's worth noting that there is a Jewish saying that every service which a slave performs for his master shall a disciple do for his master, except the loosing of a sandal thong. You see, disciples often perform jobs or services for their teachers, but never the menial or the dirty tasks, such as tying or untying sandals. And John uses the service that the Jewish saying states is too menial for any disciple to undertake, and declares that he's not even worthy to perform even this task for the Messiah, the one who is to follow him. John's humility and his desire to point only to Christ challenge us in a world that constantly fosters the ego and often points only to self. Many joined John in the desert to be baptized, to prepare themselves for Jesus' arrival. The crowds gathered, and this caused the priests and the Levites to ask questions about who he was. Are you the Messiah? He says, I am not. Are you Elijah? I am not. Are you a prophet? No, he says. John explains that his baptism is a symbolic action, not a priestly function, an act. And baptism symbolizing repentance for the forgiveness of sins, a purification and cleansing, a return to God. John's answer, "I am not," is quickly followed by pointing the priests and Levites in the direction of the one who is to come, the one whose sandals he is not worthy to untie. Powerful words, especially when we realise that throughout John's Gospel, there are many occasions when Jesus declares, "I am." The Gospel begins with John the Baptist attesting, "I am not," and ends with Peter using those same words when questioned about whether or not he is one of Jesus' disciples as Christ is arrested and taken to his death. In between, we have Jesus, who comes as incarnate at Christmas and who will again in glory as we celebrate at Advent, who is the true I am. Jesus, quite simply, the centre of all that has been, all that is, and all that is to come. The I am, the centre of transformation and new life. Without Christ at the centre of our lives, helping us focus on God, life can seem a desolate wilderness, a dark and hopeless place where we are trapped by our own humanity, our own I am notness. As we open ourselves to Jesus, the true I am, he releases us into new life and restores those places in our lives that have been marred or even devastated by the effects of the darkness of the world. As Advent passes into Christmas, we look to the light of Christ, who will return in a great blaze of glory to complete the work of restoration, but who first came as a small pinprick of light in a stable in Bethlehem. For some, all they will ever see is that small pinprick of light at Christmas. And for the rest of the year, the Christian faith seems little to them. For others, the light of the stable at Christmas is the dawning of the realization of Christ as the great I am. Lives which will continue to be changed, transformed, and restored by his incarnation. We too, as was John the Baptist, are called to point to the light, to reflect its transformation and glory in our lives. So today, and in the weeks to come, I wonder, will you be saying, "I'm a servant of God, get me out of here"? Or will you tough it out in the reality of the world, in humility, and be yourself and rejoice at being able to point away from yourself, reflecting the glory that is Jesus, the light of the world. Amen.
Thank you, Andrea. And while we think about what Andrea said, I'm going to sing a reflection song, "Jesus Be the Center." And as we consider Jesus being the centre of our lives, we declare our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ,
his only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate,
was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended to the dead.
On the third day, he rose again.
He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father.
And he will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body,
and the life everlasting. Amen.
And we rejoice in our belief by singing, "Make way, make way."
Make way, make way,
make way, make way,
for the King of Kings,
for the King of Kings.
Make way, make way,
make way, make way,
for the King of Kings,
for the King of Kings.
Make way, make way, for Christ the King, in splendor arise.
And now we come to God in prayer, and Stephen's going to lead us in our intercessions.
Let us praise the Father on this third Sunday of Advent for his church and the world, and thank him for his goodness. Heavenly Father, raise you the fans of those students who fled their Sunday school in Katsina in northwestern Nigeria on Friday, where men start shooting in the school, who are feared missing. Support them, Lord, as they're answering for news. We pray that Steve will be found and will not have nightmares after that ordeal. We raise you people in other countries who are still suffering due to national disasters, now out of the media spotlight. We thank you, Lord, for the aid charities who work to help these people in their time of need. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Heavenly Father, we pray for Her Majesty's Armed Forces who are still serving in Gaza, Iraq, Israel, Syria, Turkey, and other warm-torn areas. Strengthen and keep them safe, Lord, as they do their duties. We pray that agreement can be reached in these places to end the fighting so further loss of lives is avoided and the troops can turn home in the time for Christmas. We thank you, Lord, for the nurses and doctors in the field hospitals who work to care for those who have been badly injured. Give them the strength, Lord, to carry on. Also pray that you will bless and support the families, Lord, whose loved ones are away serving their country. We thank you, Lord, for the served charities who work to support those who are currently serving or ex-service men and women who are still suffering due to their war injuries and need some help. Bless and guide Liz, our Queen, gives to her all authority and direct this every nation in the way of justice and of peace, that men will honour one another and seek the common good. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Heavenly Father, we pray for Mark, Sally, Andrea and the others who are preparing to leave service for Advent and Christmas on Zoom and in our churches, so that we can celebrate the birth of your Son. Bless the current church wardens who work hard to maintain the buildings to our worships to continue. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We thank you, Lord, for shopkeepers in our village who are always there to provide what we need. Be with them, Lord. We thank all those in our villages who help others during COVID-19. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray for those who are less fortunate than ourselves, who do not know where their next meal is coming from and where they're going to lay their head in the warm tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the 7th Army, who work hard to help those people through their toils and tears appeal. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We now pause to rise up to the Lord and on our hearts who need our prayers this morning. Be with all, Lord, at this time. We thank all those who work caring for others at home. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all your saints, we commend ourselves, all Christian people, to your unfailing love. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Continue with our prayers by saying the Lord's Prayer together. I will be using the traditional version, but please use the version closest to your hearts. Our Father,
who
art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We continue by singing, Rejoice, the Lord is King. And our closing prayer. May God the Father, who loved the world so much that he sent his only Son to come among us in great humility, open our eyes to look for his coming again. Amen. May God the Son give us grace to live in the light of his coming, as Redeemer and Judge.
Amen.
May God the Holy Spirit free us from sin, make us holy, and bring us to eternal life.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and everyone that we love, and remain with us always. Amen. Amen. I do apologise for the interruptions, and you can probably hear an echo. We lost our internet connection and partway through the prayers. Thank you all for coming today and joining us in this third Sunday of Advent. We'd love you to stay behind and join us with a coffee in 5 minutes' time if you are able. If you are unable, God bless you and take care of you, and we'll see you all next week. So as we wait our coming Saviour, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen.